We love cake so much we decided to make it a full-time business. For me, Sammy.
And me, Bronya.
Join us on our journey of discovery as we meet fellow cake professionals, artisan cake makers and home bakers who will give tips and advice on the Business of Cake Making podcast, glitter included.
Follow us on Instagram and listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean or wherever you listen to your podcast. Sign up to our newsletter and visit the blog at daisycakecompany.co.uk.
Hello, Bronya.
Hello, Sammy. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. A little bit chilly. I've got a menagerie of clothing on. I'm wearing a wizard's jumpsuit.
Ah, very nice.
A stripy rainbow jumper and an apricot scarf with stars on. So
you've got stars, you've got stripes. You are very mystical and magical today.
Yeah. it's keeping me warm.
Yeah, it is. It's still not warm out there, is it? Just
no. I must admit I have just turned the heating on as well. Yeah. But I know I'm going to be working this afternoon after the podcast, and it'll be nice and toasty for me, and I can turn it off.
There's nothing worse though, trying to work when you've got cold feet. That's the bit. And cold hands. No, it's just not nice. Go and cuddle the oven. Yes. Hug an oven.
Actually, I haven't turned it on today. I'm going to do my baking tomorrow, I think. I was going to do it today, but I'm going to do making instead.
You need to be comfy. Right, so what are we talking about today?
Well, I really like this subject. We're going to be talking about our favourite apps to use in our cake businesses.
Yeah.
So, because there's quite a few out there, and it's always handy to know ones other people use, because...
Yes. I didn't even know that existed. And then all of a sudden it does. Yes.
Yeah.
Running a cake business, it isn't all about mixers and ovens. It's about other stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, it's about all the other crappy stuff. Yeah. But hopefully there'll be someone here that our listeners can use that they've never used before.
Yeah.
Should we start with my favourite?
Go on, then let's start with your favourite. I wonder what this one is.
Oh, I wonder. Well, this one's called Bake Diary. And I love it. Yes, it does everything I want within my business. I can raise invoices, do my expenses. When I raise an invoice, I can also put a picture on there if I wanted to, download that onto there. And somebody, it might have been Bella, my work experience girl, she made the very good suggestion, though I probably won't do it because I'm not organized, of when I have completed the invoice and I've done all my transactions on it, like I put, they've paid their deposit and they've paid their final balance, because you can schedule those in as well. She said, so that I can refer back to it, because, you know, sometimes people ask you about a specific cake and you're like, I can't remember.
Yeah.
You can put a photo that you have taken on the invoice, so the customer doesn't get that photo, but it's there for your records.
You know it. That is genius. That is good.
Yeah. So,
can you use it on your phone, or is it? Do you?
Yes,
you do. Okay.
I've got an app on my phone. Sometimes when I'm out and about, I'll get an inquiry, or I'll need to check something. Just pop into Bake Diary, and it's got everything on that app that has on the website as well. I'm going to kind of link on to, because I always talk about Bake Diary and how wonderful it is, but I'm going to link this onto the next
right
app we could talk about. So the next app is Google, which does a lot of apps.
Do you know what, I hate myself for loving Google so much. It's like, I hate myself for using Amazon. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things. I don't want these people to be that big, but you know what? It's good. It's good.
I think Google's all right.
Yeah. Google's
but
good.
You can link Bake Diary to your Google Calendar.
See, that is good. There are quite a few apps that you can link to Google Calendar. I know Trello, you can link some of Trello to Google Calendar, and it is so good because it means that you've got one diary app that you keep everything on. And
and on Google Diary, on Bake Diary, I raise my invoice, I print it, and then I go straight into to this little drop-down menu, and it says add to Google Calendar, opens it up for you, and it's straight in your calendar. You save it.
So, see, I've been using CakeBoss, which
you've used for years.
I've used years and years, and it is absolutely dirt cheap. I think it's like $20 a year or something like that. It is quite old-fashioned when you look at it. Like, the interface is really old-fashioned. It doesn't have an app. It's just quite old-fashioned, but I've got everything on it, and the thought of setting up a whole new one, I'm like, oh god, I don't know whether I'm bothered. And because I don't do many cakes like you do anymore, if I was going to do more cakes, I think I would swap over to Bake Diary, because I think it would be more of benefit to me.
Also on Bake Diary, sorry, go back to it. It has when you raise your order and you go into what you're making, it has a box, and it'll have cupcakes. It's got a section for cupcakes, it's got a section for cakes, it's got a section for other things, models. So it's literally all there. You do have to add stuff.
Yeah.
But if I can do it, because I hate stuff like this.
You love tech.
Yeah. If I can do it, then everyone else can do it. And I find it really easy. Love it.
I think if I was going to be making more celebration cakes or wedding cakes, I would jump from Cake Boss, I think, over to Bake Diary, because I think it sounds like they're keeping it going a lot more. They're adding a lot more features to it. It's up to date. It's got everything the cake maker needs.
Yeah. And I can link it with my bank as well if I wanted to. But I don't want to pay the £5 monthly charge.
But then I'm
running a business, darling.
But I do think linking it to things like Google Calendar, I think if everything is automated and interlinked, it just makes your life so much easier. So shall we talk about Google?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Google as one big whole.
Though it's got lots of little different apps.
Yeah, it's got lots of little different. So I use the Google apps that I use is Chrome, Calendar, Google Maps, the business, and I also use Analytics, but that's because I've got a blog. So I always look at the analytics for the blog. But what I like about Google is it's all so interlinked. So you sign in on one device and then you sign in on another device and everything's there.
Yeah.
You know, it just all links across everything, and it just makes your life so much easier.
I don't know about you, but I use Google Maps every day. When I'm booking a wedding consultation, a wedding, and I have to find the venue, you can look it up. You put in the venue. excuse me. Put in the venue. It'll bring you the whole address up, which is then I'm putting straight onto my invoice. And my order form. It's telling you how far away it is. So I
how
put
long
that
it takes.
On. I put that onto my order form. I like sometimes have a cheeky look at the reviews.
Somewhere
I've never been before. So I use Maps a lot. And another good thing about Google Maps is you go to these places, and I don't know if you have to link it or if you have to say, yes, I'm okay to do this, but it asks me to review every single place I visited. Which I like to do. I never leave bad reviews because I'm nice. But you can build up points. And points.
Jules, my husband, he has got, I can't even tell you, he's some like top reviewer. Reviews everywhere that he goes. I mean, I would rather use Google Maps over my sat nav in my car. So I've got sat nav in my car. But what sat nav in my car doesn't do is it doesn't look at the traffic, and it doesn't give you alternative. So So if you go off, because if, you know, say there's a diversion and you go off on the diversion, it keeps trying to get you back. Whereas Google Maps, it knows where the traffic is. It knows how long it's going to take. So if you are doing a delivery and you're late, at least you can tell, say to people, right, look, this is my new route. My ETA is this. And I can get there then. Jules' car links. He doesn't have sat nav, but he plugs in his phone and it comes up on his screen.
Yeah. My sister does that.
Yeah. My car's not that good, but hey.
My car's definitely not good because I just plug my phone in and use my phone.
That's all I do, pretty much.
I've got a phone holder.
I bought myself a phone holder this week, in fact. I've never had one before.
Have you not?
I've never had one. And also my phone does wireless charging. So I just put my phone onto the thing and it charges it too.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed.
That's so clever.
So I also use, we use Calendar, I use Maps and Chrome, you know, Google Chrome, because again, you've got all your bookmarks, you've got all your, it saves all your passwords going across all your devices.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And Google Analytics, of course.
Yeah. I use Analytics a lot for my blog. There is a lot on Google Analytics. Google Analytics is huge, and I know we did that whole episode on Google Analytics, much bigger than what anything we'll ever use. But you know,
I think it's brilliant. Just to see the what's happening on your website, what's coming, what's going out, what people have looked at, what was their key search word,
where did they land, where did they go after they landed, all that sort of thing. Right. Okay. What's your next one?
HMRC. When I told you this one, you were like, oh, no.
I was like, really?
Yeah. But I have the app on my phone because I think it's very useful to have, because you can do yourself. I don't do my self-assessment. You can go in and check it, and you can check previous years as well for, say you want a quick breakdown of what you've earned and stuff like that.
There's a personal tax account on there as well. I know I use that because I was telling Sammy this. I've recently had problems with a previous employer trying to re-employ me, even though they're not employing me. but yeah, there's like a personal tax account, and it's actually quite easy to navigate around, isn't it?
It is, there's your state pension on there. You can see all of your national insurance you've ever paid, and whether you've underpaid at all, and whether you should pay some more.
Okay,
you've got your tax calculator, as you said, your PAYE, if you've got that, self-assessment. And I've actually got, I was on Universal Credit for a while, a bit ago, and the government is running a help to save thing to encourage people on lower incomes to save. Yeah. So I do that every month. I save £50 a month, and I can go in and check it.
That's good.
On there. Yeah. So, because they give you a nice little bonus as well.
That's good. They're trying to get you to save cash. Yeah. That's good.
So, So I like that one. I enjoy popping in there.
Just popping in and having a look.
Yeah. So what one would you like to talk about?
Right. So my next one, and now I don't know how many times I've done this as product of the week. Probably done this like 50 times. So I'm going for Canva.
Yeah.
It's the best £9 I spend every month.
£9?
Or something like that.
Oh, I was gonna say mine's £10.99.
Oh, it might be. I don't know what it started as, but it's possibly gone. It's the best money. It might be about £11 something. I don't know. Should I check? That's something that I probably should know. But it generally is some of the best money I spend.
You use it a lot, don't you?
I use it. So if you're watching this on YouTube, all the stuff around the screen, that's all done in Canva. If you watch it on YouTube and there's like the intros and the outros on our videos, that's all done on Canva. I do all my posts. So I do like if you go onto my reels or my, what are they called?
Stories, posts, reels.
No, the post, the header, the picture.
The square.
Yeah, no, look, this is terrible. What's it called? The cover. cover. So the cover.
Yes.
Right. So the cover. I do all my covers on Canva. I actually typeset my book on Canva. So everything. I do everything on Canva. If there's Pinterest posts, I schedule them on Canva. Yeah, I just do so much. And it's also got a whole thing that you can put all your branding in, so your colours, your fonts and everything.
Oh, yeah,
so
that is brilliant.
You don't have to keep looking for it. There. Yeah, it's all there. And again, all the colours that we're using on all our business cake maker stuff, that's all in like a brand kit on there as well.
You could actually go down a wormhole, can't you?
Yeah.
Sometimes looking, you'll think, oh, I look at that, I look at that, I look at that, I look at that.
Yeah, there's so much on. It's also got AI, so you can do AI pictures. They're not great, the AI pictures, but you can do them.
I've had quite a few that are nice that I've done.
I usually do things like do me a dog wearing a cat on its head or something like that, you know, because they're fun. It's also got an AI writing app on there.
I think that's what I use more.
Yeah.
If I do use it.
Yeah. So there is a lot on it. Again, it's
a big yard.
It's a huge, huge app that you probably only will use 30-40% of at any one go. But yeah, that's my thing. I think it's brilliant.
So,
and again, you can use it all across all your devices. So you can go from one thing to another and pick up an iPad and pick up a computer and it's all the same.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So my Canva to me is Buffer.
Yes, which is slightly different, isn't it? It is slightly different, but yeah.
I find it easier to use because I find I go down a wormhole when I'm in Canva. So it's all you need. Social media toolkit for small businesses. So you can schedule posts, analyze the results, engage with customers. And so it says all that you can use on it. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, X, Twitter, Google, YouTube Shorts, Shopify, Pinterest, and one that I've never heard of called Mastodon. And when I said to Joe, well, have you ever heard of this? And he went, ooh, I think that's dodgy. So I don't know what that one is.
And let's just be clear. Joe is your son who's in his early 20s, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 26.
Oh, okay, like mid-20s. Okay.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't know, if he thinks it's a bit dodgy, okay.
Yeah. So I did have a look on it, but I'd never seen it before. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
So what do you link when you're doing it? So you link your Instagram, Facebook. What else do you link?
My Google as well, and my website.
Okay.
So.
I won't ask you how often you use it.
Please don't.
Do you have to pay for it?
No.
Okay. That's
no,
good.
The only one I pay for is Canva.
Yeah, I think that's the only one I pay for out of all these is Canva. Excellent.
And I'm going to make you laugh now. I actually pay the Cake Business School for their monthly social media pack, which I get every month.
And how many months do you action it?
Well, I've been getting it since we said we were going to do a podcast.
Yeah, we never have done that podcast, have we?
Let's talk about something else. I'm busy. I'm moving.
Okay. right. So my next one, it's kind of two together, but it's from the same company and I use them all the time. And that is Adobe Rush and Adobe Lightroom.
Adobe, I don't use these at all.
No. So Adobe, I've used Adobe a lot over my, because when I was used to do marketing, I used to use Adobe InDesign, I used to do Photoshop. I've used a lot of Adobe products. Adobe Rush and Lightroom, I think I've done them both as product of the week.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, really early on. So Rush is the video editing app. And Lightroom is the photo editing app. If you use them on your phone, they're free. So if you use the phone versions of them, they're free. However, I do pay for Lightroom. I think I pay like a minimal amount every month because if I take a picture on my phone and I edit it on my phone and then I want to open it on my iPad, which I quite often do, it will just automatically link them. It will link them over. But you don't have to do that. If you're using just your phone, it's they're free. And so Rush will do things like you can cut up your you can cut up all your videos. So all my videos, all my reels that I do on Rush. And you can cut them all up. You can enlarge them. You can do like effects like transitions and all sorts of things. The only thing it doesn't do is I don't do voiceovers in it. So I do them actually in the Instagram app. Mm-hmm. And then Lightroom, you can do things like you if you take a picture and it's if you take it in like a kitchen with like a yellow light, you can make it a cooler light or you can make it a warmer light or that sort of thing. And you can like just make it look better, just enhance it. And but yeah, they're both free to use on your phone. And I use them probably daily, to be honest. And all
which
my
is your favourite?
Probably Lightroom. Yeah. I do. I think it's, I do a lot of reels and I do a lot of I do a lot of video, but I really do like proper photos. And I think because for my blog, I take proper photos on my blog, but then I will edit them on Adobe Lightroom. And yes, yeah, so that's what I use with all of those.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, go on then, your next one.
Well, you wrote the list, so I can't remember what I've put on it.
Okay, your next one is Zettle and PayPal.
Right, okay. So the last podcast we did one on things to do in the summertime.
Yes.
Summer business things.
Yeah, last week.
And we spoke about using your Zettle. There are other products out there, but this is an app on your phone or a little machine so that you can take payments from your customers actually at the time. You don't have to.
So if you're at Feral Market, you can do a contactless app. Also, and this is something that they introduced when we had the shop, and I think this is they do quite a bit now, is you can actually set, so if you want to take a credit card, you can send an invoice.
Yeah.
So say you've got a couple that's got a big wedding cake and it's like, right, well, we haven't got cash to pay for our wedding cake, so we can't do it or bank transfer, but we'd like to put it on a credit card. Excuse me. You can send a Zettle invoice. You can email a Zettle invoice and then they can pay for it on a credit card.
Yeah.
Which is quite good.
I've also had a few transactions where they've phoned from abroad.
Oh,
and it's not so easy to do it. You can't take it over the telephone,
right?
And they can't do the bank transfer.
Yeah.
So I will send them a link from Zettle, and they do it that way. And it just works really easily. You just ping them, and it comes up on your phone. I think it says email, card, contactless, or link.
Yes.
It's really easy to do. And super easy.
The other thing that I tried to set up for my shed, but I can't because of problems that, like we were talking about last week, with my Wi-Fi. So I wanted to set up something that someone could just tap and it would, because all my cakes in the cake shed are £2.50 and you can tap and it would always be £2.50 and it'd be like a constant £2.50. And you can set that up, but you can't set it up on Android. It has to be set up on an Apple. And it's, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called a repeat payment, and it's actually designed for people that do busking. So if you're like busking and someone goes up and you go, I take donations of £2 at a go, and it's like a constant £2 every day. So you don't have to keep putting in the same amount. But you have to contact them and ask them to set it up, and you do have to be using an Apple. You have to use Apple iOS. But that, I think that's quite good for, it would have worked if, you know,
It's linked to PayPal as well, isn't it?
It's owned by PayPal. It's actually owned by PayPal. So it's quite a big company with lots of scope for you to do lots of things. I mean, if you're running a restaurant, it's now got things like you can put tips on it. So, you know, when we were at the shop, we never had that facility, but they've now put that facility in. So we could have taken tips at the shop or...
Yeah.
You know, all that is, it's actually quite a big app, and you can, I mean, we had, it was our whole point of sale system. So you have all the products on there. You can do analysis of what you're selling. You can do
gift cards.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff.
I've just opened it up.
I know if you're a shop owner or if you're a market stall owner and you want to do analysis, like sales analysis and things, you can put all the products on and you can use it as your point of sale. you know.
Yeah, totally.
And that's what we did the whole time at the shop, and it was the one of the best apps we ever used at that shop. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and you can take pictures and record videos with it as well.
I
clicked on a button, cancel.
There I've still go. Got all mine set up with all the shop stuff. It's hysterical.
Yeah, but always make sure if you're going to do something that you update everything and that it's the latest model. Because how many times have I been caught out
trying to update it in the middle of a film?
What I find is if a customer turns up here, so I do everything cash or bank transfers. Yes. But once in a blue moon, a customer will turn up and they'll say, "Oh, I want to use my card."
Yeah,
and I won't have used my Zettel machine for like 3 months. And you go, and then you turn it on and it's like, boop, boop, update.
Yeah, we need to update it and we need to update the reader and the app. And it's like, just let this one pay.
Yeah.
Right, so my next one, and we've got, so these are, we use the same, it's the same type of thing, but it's different apps. So my one is OneNote and your one is...
I forgot what it's called. Your notes.
Your notes.
Keep notes.
So I use Microsoft OneNote, which is connected to my Microsoft. So things like it's all part of the package with Word and Excel and that, but it comes on a phone, comes on a computer, and you have like notebooks and you can just make notes through it. And it's all interlinked between your devices. And I use mine a lot. A lot.
Yeah. I use my Keep Notes a lot as well, because I quite often I wake up in the morning and I'm like, or I did it last night actually before I went to sleep, what I'm going to do in the next day or in the day ahead, so that it you can just refer back to it and you don't have to find a pen and paper.
The other thing that I do on mine is I've got a notebook within mine that because I try not to have too much paper in my kitchen, because my kitchen's only little. And I put all my fridge temperatures on there. So I've got like one notebook that's or one page for all my fridge temperatures, all my opening and closing checks. So when my EHO turns up, I give them my OneNote to look through rather than lots of endless paperwork.
Yeah, I was just looking on my phone to see if I did have OneNote, because I'm sure I said I downloaded
it. It's purple.
I'm going to add it now
and
have check it out. But the only thing about the Keep Notes app, which I was talking to you about earlier, is the fact that I can't print it out, which if I've got sticky fingers, I don't want to be going to my phone.
I did look at OneNote and I couldn't see that you can print that either, to be honest. But I tell you the other thing, because I've got an iPad with a pen.
Yeah.
And what is quite good is you can say you've got a picture and you can import that picture and then you can draw on it.
Yes.
So you don't need a pen. You can do that with your finger. So I can do that in OneNote, or quite often I'll have a list of something. So I'll save that list as a PDF and I'll import it into my OneNote and I'll start writing notes on it. So it's literally having a notepad that you can put pen to paper with, which is quite good.
I love that.
Yeah. It's good fun.
I used to have an iPad.
I love my iPad with my little pen.
Yeah.
When I bought the pen, I just thought, oh, this is going to be a gimmick, but I'm going to buy it anyway. But
My eldest does tattoos.
I imagine, actually,
and
yeah.
That is what they use.
Yeah, I imagine all the tattoo stuff. Yeah. I do use my pen a lot. I do like my little iPad pen. Okay, right, what else you got?
Well, I don't know, you've got the list.
Right, I'm going to go for my next one, which we've talked about on our episode about putting fresh flowers on cakes, and that is the app Picture This, which you take a picture of a flower and it'll tell you what it is, and then you can look up and check if it's going to kill someone or not.
Yeah.
So picture this. And also it's quite nice. Sometimes when we go for a walk, I go, that's a lovely tree. And you take a picture of it and it'll tell you what it is. Yeah. And
I wonder if there's a fungus one, because I quite often look at funguses.
I think that might do the same. I think picture this.
Because they're really beautiful.
Yeah, I think it might do the same. It's anything that's growing, I think. But for cakes, obviously, I'm talking about putting fresh flowers on cakes. Yeah, picture this. It's a good app.
I'm just installing it now. I'm sure I would have said, oh, I'm going to install that when you did it previously. But I haven't.
Right, so your last one is Audible. Talk about it. Tell me about it.
Audible is very good. My Mark, my husband, even though we're separated, had to throw that in, has it and we share it. And right. And I use it as you. So you're really busy, you've got all this stuff going on and you're trying to work and you're like here, there and everywhere and you just need to settle your brain.
Yeah.
So I'll put on Audible and I can listen to a story and immerse myself in it and work at the same time making stuff because that can be monotonous sometimes, though I really enjoy it. I love making flowers. And
it's just nice to have a noise sometimes, isn't it, while you're doing
it? It's kind of like a mindfulness thing. Yeah. You're helping calm yourself. You're centering yourself. There's loads of stuff you can listen to out there. I mean, I know Spotify do stories now.
I use Spotify all the time. That's again, that's actually another one of my apps that I do pay for.
Because they do Audible and they do stories on Spotify now.
Yeah, have got audiobooks on there now.
So
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of books.
Sometimes I don't want to listen to a podcast. Sometimes
you just want to listen to something a little bit more. Yeah,
something that's not connected with cakes.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts.
Oh, I love those.
My favourite one is Rich Handed. They've got hundreds and I'm going through their back catalogue. It's really good.
Oh, I listen to Katie and Whitney round the campfire with their marshmallows.
The thing is, with when you're baking or you're making, you can't always concentrate on watching something.
No.
So to have something talking to you is quite nice.
I will watch a lot of crap telly as well, like Love Island, I'm sad to say.
But it's stuff that you don't have to concentrate on. Yeah, or if you miss 5 minutes, if you're
at First Sight Australia, that's what I'm into at the moment. But it's stuff you can, it doesn't matter if you miss 20 minutes of it because you're concentrating on something because it's basically just the same sort of rubbish.
Same drivel. I watch a lot of baking shows, that sort of thing. Mm. And I think because I watch them over and over and over again, I've probably watched them all already and I'll watch them again. I'll watch them again.
Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
But I do think that listening is, I find listening to things easier than watching.
Yeah.
I always do as well.
And I listen in my car a lot as well.
Yeah, I listen. I've got a train journey on Friday. I've got them all lined up, what I'm going to be listening to. I love it. And I love a car journey on my own because you can listen to whatever you want. Yeah. And it used to be that we used to always listen to tapes or CDs and things, but now it's because we're getting old? What's that? Because the world's changed.
The world's changed. There are no cars of... Well, there are still cars of tapes and CDs, but there are not many of them.
But I don't listen to music as much.
I do.
In the car, I like to listen to a...
I listen to all the Radio 1, Radio 2, Radio 3, Radio 6.
We listen to Radio 6 a lot.
Radio 5, Radio 6. I listen to all of them. And then I listen to my podcasts and I listen to my stories. So, it's like, depends what mood I'm in.
Yeah, I listen to Radio 6 a lot, but I know. I think audiobook's good because also we don't always get time to sit down and read anymore.
No, that's right. That's right. And it's nice to put on some banging tunes when you're working, especially on a Friday afternoon when you're feeling like a bit meh.
Kitchen disco, you can't beat it.
Yeah, you just search up Friday night disco or kitchen party, choose what you want, And away you go. Or Friday Night Story. So the only thing about having Audible or a story on, if there are people in the house, I have to turn it off. I have to pause it.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm being a bit rude because I'll be like, hang on a minute. Pause.
Right, that's it. That's our 10 app.
What's that?
Yeah, so we've done Bake Diary, HMRC, Buffer, Zettle/PayPal, Audible, Canva, Adobe Lightroom and Rush, Google, OneNote and
Buffer.
No, OneNote and your whichever one you
keep notes.
And Picture This, the flower app.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, that is awesome. That was really good.
Because I have actually got more on my list, but we were sticking to 10.
We were trying to stick to 10. I said to her 10 and she was just like kept reading them out and more and
can
more.
Can I do like a guest
little
star?
Little bonus. Yeah. Go on.
I watermark. If you want to put a watermark on your pictures so that no fuckers can steal your pictures.
Yeah. So, do you use it? I've never seen you use it.
No. But every time I see somebody use it, I think, well, you've got all the facilities there. Just use it.
Because is it that you don't use it because you never post on social media?
Yeah, don't bring it up. I listened to Radio 4. They did a whole thing on scammers and stuff. So that's why I thought, oh, yeah, you know.
But also, I mean, if you don't need to be posting on social media, if you're still getting all your orders, what's the problem?
Oh, thank you. That's what I want to hear.
What is the problem? If you're still getting all your orders.
Imagine how great I could be if I put on social media everything that I've made.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is.
I mean, obviously, my top social media app would be Instagram.
Yeah.
That's probably where I spend most of my life.
I've recently re-downloaded TikTok.
Oh.
I can't remember why. I think I saw a product. People kept talking about TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
I can't get my words out. TikTok Shop. No, I still said it wrong.
Shop.
TikTok, yeah. So I wanted to go in and check it out. So I've kept it on there. And I'm actually, I've been dipping in and out of them all. I think Instagram definitely is still my favourite.
Yeah, Instagram's my favourite, I think.
It's a bit posher.
So, yeah, that is our top 10 apps. If you have any other apps that you would recommend to us, we would love to hear them.
Yeah, and then we could also start using it as well.
We'll check them out. We'll tell you how we feel with them. Yeah, so if you've got any apps that you can't do without in your business that you think is actually quite unusual, maybe. That would help us
and everyone that's listening as well.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's time for product of the week, product of the week. Product of the week. Is it my turn to go first?
It is your turn today.
Well, I haven't got my product here.
No, it's I've just realised that mine's out in the garage, actually.
I don't need to show anybody. I don't need to hold it up because everyone's going to know what this is. It's a bottle of cherry brandy. I may or may not have done this as a previous product of the week. I can't remember. We've done so many now. But I put it on I use it in my fruitcakes because I just think it's got that extra je ne sais quoi. It's got that lovely flavour. You just smell it and it's so rich. And you put it on your fruitcakes. It makes everything absolutely delectable.
Yeah.
But it's also handy to keep in the cupboard in case you make a gâteau.
Oh, well, a black, oh no, not black forest, that's Kirsch, isn't it?
Yeah, but you could use cheeky. Yeah.
I remember I won at a raffle once a big bottle of cherry brandy. And that was what got me into using cherry brandy in my fruitcakes and feeding the fruitcakes with cherry brandy. It's just a little bit
Richer.
Yeah.
And I was on a fruitcake thread at Christmas, as you are, and there were lots of people talking about what they use on their cakes. Mm-hmm. And some people were saying they use amaretto.
Yeah, some people use rum, don't they?
Yeah, it doesn't, I guess it doesn't matter. It's your own individual taste for that cake. But I am partial to
cherry brandy.
I had a cherry brandy on Saturday night. Just a measure.
Someone's nan.
Yeah. Well, it was all we had.
It was either that or a sherry.
Yeah, no, definitely no sherry. I'm not a drinker. And it was all we had. And I thought, I'm just going to, have a little tipple.
But, did you not have vodka in the house? You must have vodka in the house.
No.
What are you making? I've always got vodka.
I've literally just used it all up. And I had a thing of gin. That's all gone. So I need to stock up. I'll add that to my shopping list, actually.
Alcohol.
But it was very nice. But, oh, my gosh, it gave me a hangover. And I had a shot.
Tell you what gives me a hangover is rum. I get such a bad hangover.
I
do love a spiced rum. I think spiced rum is really nice. It gives me a stinking hangover.
Oh, isn't it funny?
Yeah.
That's age, isn't it? I'm a Malibu on the rocks kind of girl.
Gin.
I should say gran. I'm a Malibu on the rocks kind of granny. Because I'm old enough now. Anyway, it's your turn.
Right, so mine. So the other day I went into a bakery in Cheam called By Anna, and they had a few products. I keep seeing, have you heard of Bruce?
No.
Right, okay. So there is a shop. I don't know where they're based. I think they're based in Leeds. And By Anna had a few of their products. And I'm like, I've got to try them. So it's a shop called Get Baked up in, I think it's Leeds. I think they're just about to open a big facility in Manchester, actually. And it's called Get Baked. And they've gone absolutely mad online Bruce, right? So you can buy a slice of Bruce, which is their big chocolate layered. I think it's got 12 layers of cake and ganache and all sorts. But they also do sprinkles.
Yeah.
So I bought some sprinkles from By Anna, which are Get Baked sprinkles. Your dog's just come home from their walk.
Yeah.
So their sprinkles are bake stable. They're like the old fashioned. So they're like, when you see American Jimmies, like the.
Yeah.
They're like proper colourful sprinkles. They're bake staples. So if you put them in a bake, they don't bake away. They are vegan. They are gluten free. And I've got this thing at the moment about having minimum ingredients in things because. They don't. The only thing they have is just lots of colours. They don't have a lot of ingredients in them because I find sprinkles, they put a lot of ingredients. Oh,
my God, they do, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
But these ones from Get Baked, they don't have a huge amount of ingredients. Now, I don't know how much I paid at By Anna because I bought other stuff.
Yeah.
Because I bought, like a blondie and a cup of tea and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've gone onto the Get Baked website and a 500-gram pouch. So it's quite a lot, a 500-gram pouch.
Yeah.
It's £10.
That's all right, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those, especially if those are the baked stable ones.
And so they've got 1 kilo, so you can buy a 1 kilo pouch, so 1 kilogram pouch, and that's £15. So it's they're very good. And so, put them in a cake and they don't disappear. So that's mine. But go and look at Get Baked and look at Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce. I'd love to order a slice.
I'm going to type it into my phone because I know the minute I say goodbye to you, I'll forget.
But go and look up Bruce. They've just done a milk chocolate Bruce. They do a Biscoff Bruce. They did a red velvet Bruce.
Biscoff Bruce?
Yeah. But the thing is that what happens is you can order a slice of Bruce, and because they've gone viral and because...
I have actually seen...
Because they've gone viral and because they have quite a small production facility, they put Bruce in stock and Bruce just goes. So they're having a bigger production facility. But they do excellent sprinkles as well. So
wonderful.
Oh, right, okay. So that's quite short.
Lovely. It is, yes. Yeah. So don't forget to like, subscribe,
blah, blah, blah.
Review. and all the other stuff. Dance. Recommend. In the kitchen. Yeah.
Sing. Write to us. We always love to hear from you.
Email.
Email, DM us. Whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to do.
Have a lovely...
I'm going on holiday now, so...
Yes, you are. Enjoy.
This will be out after I've been on holiday. So if you listen, so we're recording this before I go on holiday.
Yeah.
And it'll be out the week after I come back.
Well, have an amazing holiday.
Thank you very much.
And see you on the other side.
See you on the other side.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.